This is a podcast where me, Nathan Ray, asks, is this a good idea? Crazy concept or incredible insight? Please let me know.
Hi and welcome to the next episode of Nathan Ray Asks, Is This a Good Idea? And this is a special episode because I'm also recording it as a video for YouTube as well as an audio for podcast. And so just as an introduction, I've got a book here, Matilda by Roald Dahl. And Roald Dahl, one of my favourite authors when I was a kid. I think my dad read me all the books before I started reading books, and I read quite a few of his slightly more mature books when I was able to read. And one of my favourite books was Matilda, because it seemed to be that if you read a lot, the message of the story is if you read a lot and were very clever, you had some kind of weird telepathic powers which developed. And that was obviously a fantasy of mine when I was a child. I've always wanted some telepathic and telekinetic powers. When I was growing up, one of the most fascinating chapters for me, though, was this chapter about the little boy, Bruce Bogtrotter, and the cake, where the little boy steals a piece of cake from the head teacher or from the cook and gets caught red-handed or brown-handed, whatever it is. And the teacher then stands him on assembly in the assembly hall and forces him to eat the entire cake. And obviously, because Roald Dahl hates adults almost as much as he hates children, he wins the challenge and he eats all the cake. And obviously, at the end of the chapter, all the kids are like, yay! And he sets it up for the head teacher to get the comeuppance later or something like that. Anyway, so I've always wanted to do this, what he's done here with the cake, is sit down and eat a whole cake. And a few years ago when I got my Costco membership, I saw that they sold a cake for about £7 or £8, which is this huge chocolate gâteau cake, which I think some restaurants buy them to serve as their sweets. And at that time I thought, you know, this is the kind of cake I imagined when reading Matilda, and I'd love to just sit down and eat the whole cake. So this is what I'm going to ask today. Is eating a huge cake by yourself, all in one go, all in one sitting, a good idea or not? I think I might already know the answer to this one, but we'll see. So here we go. So just a quick update. I've eaten a quarter of it. I've introduced milk to wash it down with a bit, although milk wasn't mentioned in the Matilda story. There's no way I could eat this like in the time that I've got left on my memory card to record this video. So I'm just having a little bit of milk at the same time. So pros and cons with a trick like this. Obviously, it's not healthy, but I'm only going to do this once. It's not like I'm going to eat a cake like this every day for a week, although that's a challenge. No, I won't do that. But I have signed up recently to do the 10K in Leeds in July, the 10K run. So I have actually got a plan to get rid of this little bit of spread, which kind of started appearing like a week after my 30th birthday. Oop, pardon me. 30th birthday. And so I need to get rid of this spread. I'm also going to probably do the 100 push-ups challenge again to build up these wimpy muscles that I've got here. So, so this is the start of my diet and my getting fit ready for this 10K run. And then later in the year, I might do a half marathon. And then maybe next year, the year after, I'm going to be planning on doing a marathon. So anyway, a quarter of the way in, feeling a little bit belchy. Like I said, I don't think it's going to be the cake that's going to finish me off. It's going to be more of the cream that they pile on here. So anyway, back on the track of finishing this cake. Sorry? Next three quarters, here we go. Okay, so I'm about half an hour in and I'm halfway through the cake. Shona, who's very greedily over there, has stolen a piece of my cake. I've taken some photos of me eating it in a disgusting way as well, that you might have seen that a minute ago. And, pardon me for the burp. I'm almost halfway. I've got like about three or four more forkfuls and I'm halfway through the cake. And I think one of the other downsides or the negatives of trying a stunt like this is people think that I'm just doing it to be centre of attention. Or people think I'm just an idiot. And I've seen lots of YouTube videos where people set themselves tasks which they're obviously setting them up to fail. So this kind of comes under that, but it's not just because I want to hear my own voice or be the centre of attention. This is something I've wanted to do for a long while, and I thought I'm only going to do it the once, so this is it. But people do... I was launching my other podcast at a tech event a while ago. It's a technology podcast for Manchester, for like tech companies and startups. And somebody said, asked me, why are you doing it? Are you doing it to hear the sound of your own voice? And at the time I said, well, no, I'm not doing it to hear the sound of my own voice. And if I wanted to do something to hear the sound of my own voice, I wouldn't be starting up a technology podcast serving Manchester and startups and things. So that's what this podcast is for. Nathan May asks, is this a good idea? That's what this podcast is for, so I can hear the sound of my own voice and do stupid things like this. Anyway, I'm going to eat a bit more. I might check back for an update a bit sooner now because I don't know how much further than half of this cake I'm going to eat. Pause that, I'm going to stop now. Okay. I'm going to have to call it a day. I've eaten over half now. Probably. I don't know. I'm suffering from feeling quite ill, but also a massive sugar rush at the same time. So I'm going to have to leave it there. I could probably force myself to eat more, but if I force more down now, I think it's just going to force its way back up again, and I don't want this to become a cliched throwing up everywhere kind of video. And also, I've not got a bowl or anything, and I'm going to save the rest of this for the kids and my greedy wife. He's just flipped me the bird. And so, yeah, I'm gonna leave it a go there. So, in conclusion, if you want to do something stupid for only £8, which you'll regret after halfway through, I would suggest that going to Costco and buying the big chocolate cake and trying to eat it is a good idea. And if you want to look a bit stupid, go for it. And video yourself. And put. In fact, I'd love to see somebody recreate this and buy it and just eat the whole lot. That's my challenge to you. Can you eat a whole Costco chocolate cake in one sitting with only milk and as an accompaniment? Post your videos to iamreallygreedyandabitstupid.com. Right. I think that'll call it a day. So if you're listening to this, you can check out the YouTube video. You can find it at nathanray.co.uk/podcast. That takes you to the Is This a Good Idea podcast page. And I'd love to hear your feedback on this idea or any of the other ideas that I've put up as a podcast. Tweet me, I'm at Nathan Ray on Twitter. And so is eating a whole chocolate cake in the method of the boy from Matilda a good idea? Answer, I don't think so. Bye.